We've been talking about someone you know who takes good photos. We're now going to discuss some more general questions related to this topic. First, let's consider photos in general. Do you think people today take more photos than they used to?
I think probably they do, yes, since these days most people in the world have smartphones which have very high-quality cameras. They can replace standalone cameras. This means that people take more and more photos because they're always carrying the phone and, therefore, they're always carrying a camera around. Another reason why people are taking more photographs now is that there are lots of ways that people can share their photographs online with programs. I mean, applications like Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, where people can upload pictures as soon as they've taken them and share them with friends and family.
What kinds of photos do most people like to keep or send to other people?
People like to send photos of themselves, called selfies, and their friends, and things that they like around them. I think people usually send photos of themselves together with friends a lot these days. They might keep these pictures on their phones or computers and never send them to anyone, though. That's what I tend to do anyway. I really should do something with my pictures.
Do you think people should take lessons to learn how to take professional photos?
I think there is so much information online these days that they probably don't really need to. I mean, there are instruction videos on YouTube and there are websites designed specifically for the purpose of teaching people how to do good photography. What is more, a lot of the smartphones these days have instructions and guides within photo apps that give you guidance on white balance and whether we should use a flash or not, for instance. Certainly, though, taking lessons in anything can improve the way you do it.
Let's move on now to talk about media and photography. What are some of the differences between written news stories and news stories with photos?
Well, I think having photographs in a news item can help the reader to kind of develop an image of the situation, the context in which the news event happened. Most people will prefer to read a news article with a photograph to get a description of the place, the atmosphere, and the kind of people involved, like the expressions on people's faces.
Do you think it is okay for news organisations to ask people to send in their own photos of news events as they are happening?
Yes, absolutely. Why not? I think that a lot of news agents do this already because everybody carries around a camera with them these days just by having their smartphones. So news organisations can take advantage of this by potentially having them as photographers anywhere something is happening in the world. They can get photos and videos of a particular news event and get them instantly. So, yes, I think it's invaluable for news organisations to get people to send them photos.
Photos can now be sent immediately from one side of the world to the other within minutes. How has this changed journalism?
I think in some ways it has really changed journalism. The speed at which events can be reported and photos of those events can be presented to the public has kind of revolutionized journalism. Now a news organization can have updates with photos as news events unfold. For example, the BBC and other large news organisations have live updates with pictures on their websites or via Twitter when very significant events are happening. It's very impressive, I think. And of course, it's important as a service for the public.
Thank you. Our time is up now. That's the end of the speaking test.